This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
It's AT Explained. I'm Matt Largie. Hey, have you ever left your house to walk your dog or walk to the grocery store and wanted to take a beer with you? Well, you probably didn't, because public consumption is the kind of thing that usually gets you in trouble with the law. Well, a listener who wrote into AT Explained had a hunch that actually it's legal in most of Austin. KUT's Ashley Lopez looked into whether he's right about that.
I mean, I think we should just, like, open these beers, right? Okay.
Sure.
We're in East Austin. It is noon on a Friday, and we're holding beers. And I'm walking down Cesar Chavez.
I'm walking, by the way, with a guy named Coulter Sunnyville. He sent a question to our AT Explained project. Coulter's question has to do with what we're doing at the moment. I'll let him ask it, though.
Is it really legal to walk down the street with a beer in your hand, an open beer in your hand, in most of Austin's residential neighborhoods?
Coulter is pretty convinced this is something that is totally kosher in Austin, but he's not completely sure. He's been testing out his theory. This just means he walks around every once in a while with a beer in his hand. I came along one afternoon.
There is a certain amount of freedom being able to drink a beer on the street and not have to worry about it. It's great.
Okay, if you're like me, when you first heard this question, you were probably like, why would this guy think that's legal? Of course you can't just publicly consume alcohol in a neighborhood. Well, Coulter asked this question because he noticed some signs around Chacon and Cesar Chavez.
Is that one over there?
That's one over there. There's a sign right there by the tire shop.
So we walked over to it.
The sign says, no alcohol consumption on public streets, / sidewalks, and pedestrian way designated area. Open glass containers prohibited.
All right, and it's pretty big.
It's like, it's a big sign.
I can't believe I've never noticed it.
Well, once Coulter noticed it, he had one big question.
Is the rest of Austin an open container zone?
To answer this question, I talked to this guy.
Dustin Lee, and I'm one of the lieutenants that works in the downtown area command for APD.
APD as an Austin Police Department. I figured since we're talking about what may or may not get you busted around here, I should talk to one of the people who do the actual busting. And so I put the first iteration of Coulter's question to Officer Lee.
If you want to walk around with a beer in your hand, I mean, can you do that basically in most neighborhoods here in Austin?
Yes, you can. I mean, it's set up so if you're at your residence or you're at a friend's residence and you're around in your neighborhood, around your house, then the law is totally okay with that.
Okay, so Coulter is right so far. But remember, he found some signs that say there are areas where drinking out in public is definitely not okay. Here's Lee again.
Now, what the city has done is set up some areas around the city that they don't want to have either glass containers or they don't want to have alcoholic beverages out on the street in the public.
These areas are
downtown around the Barton Springs area, and then we've got one that's just east of I-35. There's one that encompasses a fairly large area around downtown.
Another area is on the drag up Guadalupe through Hyde Park. Another zone snakes from Lady Bird Lake down Boulding Creek. There's another area around East Riverside Drive and another around Montopolis. And if you have a picture in your head right now of all these areas, I'm pretty sure you notice that there's a whole part of town missing. I'm talking about the west part of central Austin. For some of you, that might have sent up some red flags. It did for Coulter, the guy who asked the question about public consumption laws here in Austin.
So if you look at the map of the no alcohol consumption zones, and you know a little bit about Austin's ethnic makeup, it looks like there's some racial bias involved.
What he means is East Austin is historically where most Black and Latino people in the city have lived. West Austin is where you find more white people, more fancy houses. You get it. Of course, East Austin is changing because of gentrification, but these no drinking zones were drawn up in the early 90s. And by the way, Texas law leaves it up to local governments to designate where people can't publicly consume alcohol. Here's Chris Porter with the TABC. That's the Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission.
You know, the way that I see the law is basically the legislature wants to ensure that Texas voters and Texas citizens have the most control over how their communities deal with alcohol.
And so in the 90s, Austin city leaders decided to prohibit public consumption, mostly downtown and the areas east of I-35. And while I don't know what the city council was thinking, I can tell you that the way state law is written, it gives local lawmakers the power to limit public drinking within what they call central business districts, also homeless encampments and substance abuse centers. But why aren't more business centers on the west side of town also designated areas? I put this question to Officer Dustin Lee again.
First Street and like South Congress are kind of like downtown in that they have a lot of shops and bars and stuff. I'm wondering why not that part. Like,
sure. And of course, not knowing exactly, you know, what the council had in mind, but, you know, it's been within the last, say, 5, 10, 15 years that the area has become, you know, it changed from South Congress to SoCo.
Lee says as Austin has grown, other areas of town have become their own vibrant business communities where you see a lot of restaurants and bars. He says maybe in the future there will be a crackdown on public drinking on the west side of town.
Maybe not. It, you know, it just kind of depends on what the focus is going to be. And as long as, you know, my personal opinion is as long as those areas aren't causing problems, then there's not going to be any reason to amend the ordinance.
Lee also points out that the city chose a lot of these designated areas by looking at parts of town where they had already prohibited glass containers for public safety reasons. Remember when Culture Sunnyvale, our question asker, read that sign on Chacon and Cesar Chavez?
Open glass containers prohibited.
That's why it said that. In case you're wondering, that means a glass bottle of Topo Chico could also get you in trouble in these six designated areas. But I looked it up, and this is something that people rarely get in trouble for. Just 240 citations have been written in the past 5 years, mostly in parks, which is a whole other thing. But that brings me to how these public consumption laws are actually enforced. Municipal courts only keep citation data for 5 years, so that's the only time frame I really have any sense of. And it turns out this is something that doesn't get people written up a lot. In fact, before I got that data, Officer Lee told me that's something I'd notice.
The past year that I've been in the Downtown Area Command, I've written zero tickets for somebody having a glass container. Other officers have, and if it's an issue, if it's a problem, then they can certainly deal with that by issuing a citation. But again, what we look for is compliance.
In 2013 and 2014, you were more likely to get busted for drinking outside where you aren't supposed to. APD wrote up about 1,700 citations those years. But in 2016 and 2017, roughly a quarter of that number were written. I called Officer Lee back with the data.
Well, we're going to be on the positive side and assume that there are less citations written because there's more compliance.
And by the way, if you look at a map of where all the citations are written, relatively few are written in actual neighborhoods, including neighborhoods on the east side. When I first talked to Lee about all this, he said he wasn't all that interested in writing tickets for behavior that doesn't affect public safety. Besides, we're talking about people drinking and walking, not drinking and driving.
I feel more confident than I did before because I thought and hoped I knew the answer.
That's Culture Sunnyvale again. He's the guy that wanted to know if it was legal to walk around drinking alcohol in most neighborhoods in Austin. He says his trepidation about this mostly came from the fact that most of the places he's lived, including Chicago and New York City, would never allow this sort of thing.
And now I feel more confident in telling people that they can actually walk around and drink a beer in most residential parts of Austin.
And by the way, that's one of Culture's big things. He wants to get more people to walk around and drink beer in Austin. He's kind of an evangelist about it, actually. Because he wasn't entirely sure it was legal, though. It was hard to convince people. But now, he knows for sure.
I'm really excited about that. I think it just adds to Austin's reputation as a cool, fun place to live.
Ashley Lopez, KUT News.
Much more in our AT Explained series at atexplained.org. You can subscribe to this podcast there. You can ask your own question, or you can join our super secret Facebook club. That's at atexplained.org. AT Explained is a production of KUT in Austin. I'm Matt Largie.